Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show.
Wash Up Buckhams fans, for those subscribed on Patreon, congrats. You're about to get 75 minutes worth of the Wash Up Buckhams content, some amazing Q&A questions that went down. One of the most fun episodes we've done in a really long time. For everybody else, you can subscribe on Patreons, tier 2 or 3, and you'll get this whole episode. Otherwise, you're just going to hear a snippet. Either way, you know what it is. Let's have a day. Let's go. Welcome in to the Wash Up Walk-Ons podcast. For those watching, Kevin, for those watching, you got to experience this full force, and now you guys can hear it. That intro is brought to you by Austin Blythe and Ike Butker, who nominated us on social media for the We Got Spirit Challenge, and we figured that there was no better way to rep.
Absolutely no better way to be a Hawkeye.
And to be an American. As you can see, Kevin's repping Team USA by just ripping down a beer on this fine Sunday morning. Okay, there it is. And so for the six people who are still listening at this point, welcome in. It's episode 113 of the Wash Up Walk-Ons. And
that's our Iowa spirit.
This RI spirit. I'm the resident non-drinker of the podcast. However, I do have an update. One of the very main reasons that I do not participate in drinking is because I simply don't like any of the drinks.
Did you tell them like I can Austin?
Oh yeah, we already beat that part.
Yeah, I'm past that part.
We said that we were showing our spirit to the United States of America.
Yeah.
The Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah, we were showing our school pride.
What charity was this for again?
It's just a We Got Spirit Challenge created by Team Elite Sports, who is doing if you do this challenge and we nominate you Wash Up Walk-Ons Nation, you can do this. Show your school spirit in a video in your most creative way. And there's also a t-shirt associated with it, United to Fight. And if we were any better at social media, proceeds benefit the UI family, Stead Family Children's Hospital. So there you go.
God bless.
Captain America, Kevin Ward. I don't like drinking, but was back in Marshalltown last night for the day with my wife and her family. Good old M-Town. Great little Mexican restaurant on the edge of town called La Carreta is doing a promotion right now. You could get a gallon of margarita and a free t-shirt that says, I survived COVID-19 with the help of La Carreta. Great little promotion they're doing for their business. And so the fam did that. And Tyler sipped on a little marg, or a lot of marg in my case, and got a little head buzz last night. And I gotta be honest, I like me a margarita.
Yeah, margaritas are tremendous.
Tremendous.
Especially with a couple steak tacos, maybe a steak torta with some guacamole on there. Ooh.
Dude, if I could do any. Going to cut in real quick, guys. We are going to cut in and out of the episode now. For those that want to hear the full episode, go to patreon.com/washeduwalkons. Subscribe to tier 2 or tier 3, and you'll have full access to the full 75-minute episode. I know, we have to be those assholes trying to make a little bit of money on this podcast so we can continue to keep it going, keep that content fresh, keep guests coming onto the show. We have to get a little bit here and there. So sorry we have to do this, but you're only going to get snippets. Tried to make it entertaining for you. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
...year-old kids, like, fuck. I like to think I had my head somewhat on my shoulders at that time, but I was also a fucking dumbass at that time, you know? Like, yeah. You can't expect a 17-year-old kid to have the cultural understanding of what your program's like as your seniors in your senior class, you know what I mean? So right. At some point you got to be like, okay, well, yeah, this kid's talented. If we get him into the program, can he buy into the culture? Can we as a staff, can our senior and junior upperclassmen, you know, get him to buy in and say, hey, this is how we do things. This is how we're a successful program. Sure. You know,
I guess what
at some point you have to have faith in yourself to.
Right. Know, no, I guess what I meant to say or how it, I wanted it to come out was
looking. You don't want assholes on the team. That's right. What you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I'm saying looking back.
And you're assuming that half the 5 stars out there are assholes.
Correct.
Okay.
I think looking back, you're just not going to see that many 5 stars because it's not the type of kid that Iowa brings in. I just don't.
It's a reasonable assumption that the 5 stars are assholes because I was an asshole and I think I had 1 star. So, you know.
You're still an asshole and you have 0 stars now. So
I'm as washed as they get.
Kevin's got all the stars. He's wearing the fucking American tank top.
The most stars I've ever had, baby.
See, dude, you've never had more stars in your life right now.
I have exactly this many more stars than I've ever had in my life.
Back to that Nebraska kid in the fucking TikTok. First of all.
First of all, don't do TikTok.
And now Kevin's going to shit on me. Hey guys, yep, it's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify, one of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for Washed Up Walk-Ons on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Washed Up Walk-Ons.
T-Bone. We're going to go with T-Bone. T-Bone.
Okay.
Make it a 32-ounce T-Bone.
Bone in.
A lot of bone in a T-bone, okay? You can't eat all of it.
Yep.
With a side of,
Dude, oh, prime rib, too. I might need prime rib. Oh, fuck.
I think I'm going to go with potatoes au gratin. Side of potatoes au gratin.
That's a good style of taters.
And some lobster mac and cheese. You know what? Make it side lobster tail on the side too with some warm butter dip.
Kevin would be the biggest prick. It's like, you know what? No, fuck it. I want the lobster mac and cheese and I want the lobster tails. And if and lobster rolls, bring them from the East Coast. I don't give a fuck.
Yep. Yeah, honestly, if you didn't give me some Cane's chicken, Portillo's hot spicy beef sub. And
I was going to say Portillo's chocolate cake shake.
Yeah. See, I would probably go with peanut butter Oreo from Five Guys, but.
Oh, man.
And then for dessert, I think I want a cinnamon butter crepe from Mon Amiga B in Las Vegas.
Oh,
wow. That is, what an answer. I mean, what an answer. I hope you're happy, and I hope everyone's
happy. You've never been to Mon Amiga B.
You know what?
Las Vegas, you got to go.
In the Twitter, everybody tag us in your Twitter death row meal. Everybody right now listening, go to Twitter, open it up, pause the podcast, type your death row meal out, and tag the Wash Up Walk-Ons. We're going to read some on the next podcast. Go right now. Do it. Love that question.
Because we love death row. Hooray, yeah. Capital punishment.
Potential that we all may get there someday. Gotta know, are you going to talk? Oh, yeah, we do. We already talked shit on the crop top boy. Yeah. I mean, it's hard not to. I mean, just I cannot imagine if
and somebody
like,
was
he's
like,
a walk on like
somebody said something about looks like Drake got skinny during quarantine.
Yeah,
whoever said that,
they were
whoever it was that said that. Fuck you, first of all. Second of all.
This is a really funny question. How many Hawkeyes? Don't name names. We're on vitamin S. It seems that you allude to Drake using it getting ready for pro day without ever really saying it. Just wondered if that is in fact the D1 life. So while you're in the program, you have no shot. You have no shot of being on steroids or anything
like
that.
You get drug tested.
So nobody at Iowa is using because Iowa. So there's three levels of drug testing. There's in-house testing. There's Big Ten testing, and there's NCAA testing. NCAA testing is like once a year. Big Ten is like, I don't know, once every couple months, and or maybe once like four times a year, once every quarter.
In-house testing, there's like a week, there's a list at least one every 2 weeks.
Yeah, every 2 weeks there's a list for the in-house because Iowa, again, the way they do things, they're super on top of it. If there's ever a player on steroids and they got caught more than once, because you get, I think you get like a one-time like thing if it's in-house. If it's ever more than that, which obviously if you're going to use steroids and for them to be effective long-term over the course of multiple years, then they're not a Hawkeye because it'd be impossible. Now, Drake, allegedly.
Now, after your senior year is done, Pinstripe Bowl is over, you're not going to get tested by anyone
if you
make the NFL until around August.
Let's say that someone named Blake Trulick, There's a player that played fullback and his name was Blake Trulick and he wanted to use vitamin S. Now he potentially
or one of its derivatives.
And he potentially could do that leading up to a theoretical pro day. Now theoretically, would he tear his pec and pull his hamstring on that pro day? I don't know.
There's a good chance though. There's a very good chance that would happen to Blake Trulick.
Yeah, and I don't know. That's a theoretical situation, but it could happen.
So it just sounds like you should stay away from the shit in general because there's nothing but bad news.
Yeah.
Now, was there also, you know, Blake Trulick's friend, Tevin Chward, who wish he probably did take vitamin S because he did not take vitamin S. And you know what? He ended up in the same spot as Blake Trulick. Now, maybe he should have, maybe he shouldn't have, but you know, you never know.
You can never question Blake's heart. I don't know this guy.
Now,
sound of this story, you can't question the kid's heart.
So, I mean, who wins? You know, Blake, he took him. He didn't make the NFL. Tevin didn't take him. He also didn't make the NFL.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's all alleged situation, all hypothetical, and I don't know anything about it. Yeah, that's about it. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys have a good week. Hope you guys are staying safe, staying clear of that COVID, Corona Chronicles. And that's just another one in the books. We'll be back later this week to hopefully have a guest on the episode. Kevin might not be there because, you know, he's still working and stuff, but America. Yeah, that's it. Walk-ons out, episode 113. We did it dirty. Peace.
I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.